Maoist demands keep Nepal on edge. Flannel brings the word out in pictures, and hope remains on schedule in Niger. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nepal's prime minister refuses to stand down despite a week of Maoist protests. It's anybody's guess what will happen next as a key deadline in the country's peace process approaches May 28th. Christian Resources International's John Lowry says their partner, Pastor Ruben Rai, has a rural ministry, so he was mostly unaffected by the crippling strike in Kathmandu. However,
at the moment, the materials that he has to do ministry would be available to him until those are used up and he needs more. If we were to try to ship more things in there, resupplying him could be hard.
Since the sweeping political changes in 2008, Christians are cautious but hopeful that they'll experience greater freedom to share Christ. Lowry says that's why Pastor Rai is asking for prayer.
His greatest concern is what's going to happen with this government that has just so recently opened up a little bit and made some evangelism possible. And now, if they revert to the old government or old ways, he could be shut down in the near future.
Meanwhile, the Jesus Film Project, Campus Crusade for Christ, and Global Aid Network are banding together to address the spiritual needs in Haiti. Esperon Gio-Pierre of Campus Crusade says most of their outreach is to the makeshift tent cities.
You find those camps all over the city of Port-au-Prince, and most of those camps will have close to 2,000-3,000 people, up to 40,000 people.
Boredom has created a chance to share the gospel.
They have nothing to do at night. And that opened a wide door for us to show the message of Christ through the Jesus film.
As the U.S. and the United Nations focus on totals for relief funds, Pierre says,
when disaster happens, people immediately think of the physical need. They want to provide tent, food, and water, which is great, but people lose hope.
The message of the Jesus film is providing this hope.
The people are ready to really cry out to God more than ever before, so that the rest of the world will know only God transform a nation like Haiti.
Help these ministries by visiting our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Asia is seeing unprecedented church growth, with the number of believers in one Buddhist country alone growing from 50,000 to 1.5 million in the last decade. According to Joe Handley of Asian Access, this stems from the dissatisfaction with current systems and the lack of answers.
There's a spiritual hunger throughout many of the countries throughout Asia, and they realize that the religious value systems and cultural value systems that they hold are not providing the kinds of answers they're looking for.
However, with this growth come the dangers of not enough or corrupt leaders. So Asian Access has developed a training model for new believers.
We are focusing on four key outcomes: living in a love relationship with God, growing as a Christ-like leader, reproducing disciple-making leaders, and planting multiplying churches.
The training lasts 2 years. Handley says,
the more you can focus on abiding in Christ and Christ-like character, the more you strengthen the church.
Pray for A2 in this endeavor. Meanwhile, storytelling is one way the gospel is getting into the far-flung villages of Mozambique. Vision Beyond Borders just sent 10 flannelgraph sets to their partners to help ministry teams illustrate children's and adult Bible stories. Although most of the people they're working with are illiterate, they love to hear Bible stories and try to memorize them. VBB supports evangelistic partners by providing things like clothing, seeds, Bibles, and flannelgraph sets. Our website has more. And finally, Cure International's hospital in Niamey, Niger, is in the final stages of construction and scheduled to open as planned in September. Since early in 2009, Cure has worked on the six-building hospital, which will help serve one of the world's poorest countries. Soon, they'll be able to move in equipment and start the process of hiring and training staff. Ultimately, the hospital won't only be a place of physical healing, but a place of hope and healing in Christ. Visit our website to help in these final steps. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.